Message number 971. I come only as a God of mercy. I do not come to frighten you, for I truly love each of you. Monday, November 18, 2013 at 2010. My dearly beloved daughter, all must prepare themselves so that they are fit to come before me, for I will come like a thief in the night, and many will not know what is happening. Therefore it is important each one of you confesses to me now. The truth of my most holy word will become pronounced as twisted versions replace it by my enemies, who will be daring in their endeavors to deceive you. Now is the time to focus on your own souls and the state they are in. To the man who does not believe in me, I say to him, when I come before you, will you be relieved to know who I am? Will you come with me? I will take you and wipe away your tears, and you will live a glorious life once you confess to me and ask me to take you into my mercy. To the man who believes in me, will you be able to stand before me without shame? Will you come before me knowing all that you do about what I taught you with a clean soul? No matter. When you say to me, Jesus, forgive me, I want to follow you, you will be saved. To the man who believes in me but who believes he is exemplary and in no need of confession, are you also fit to come before me? When I show you the state of your soul, will you argue with me and say that you are fit to come before me when you are not? If you cannot accept my gift of mercy and admit your wrongdoing, then you will remain separate from me, and I will give you only one more chance of reprieve. To all of humanity, I ask you to prepare first your soul. You must fix every part of your soul before you are ready to stand complete in my presence during the warning. If you don't, you will have to endure a painful purification, and your purgatory will be endured on earth before the day my second coming dawns. I urge you to say this crusade prayer for each of your own souls and that of your loved ones. Crusade Prayer 127, to save my soul and those of my loved ones. O Jesus, prepare me so I can come before you without shame. Help me and my loved ones, name them here, to get ready to confess all our wrongdoings, to admit our shortcomings, to ask for the forgiveness of all sins, to show love to those we have wronged, to beg for mercy for salvation, to humble ourselves before you so that on the day of the great illumination my conscience and those of, name them here, will be clear, and that you will flood my soul with your divine mercy. Amen. Now is the time to remind yourselves of everything that I taught you. Now is the time to examine the Ten Commandments and ask yourselves if you have truly lived your lives accordingly. Be honest with yourselves, because if you are not, you will, either way, be shown how you have grieved me in your lifetime. But let me give you comfort. I come only as a God of mercy. I do not come to frighten you, for I truly love each of you no matter what you have done, but my patience is limited. Only those who accept the grievous nature of their sins against God can be enveloped into my divine mercy. Those who reject me will have little time to redeem themselves, for I will separate the sheep from the goats. One side will come with me. The other side will be left, and then the new beginning will be made known to every creature. Only those who love me will be given eternal life. Heed now my call, for I do this to ensure that as many of you as possible are prepared well before the day of the warning. Your Jesus.